This is Farm Talk. Every day, we sure appreciate you for tuning in and turning on Farm Talk. It is a show that, well, we don't argue politics. We don't do things like that. We just talk farming, hence the name Farm Talk. We talk about raising cows, raising pigs, raising grain. And, you know, all of the above are benefited by things that are going on down in your soil. So let's talk about something relating to farming that some of you are aware of, others of you are not. So let's talk about mycorrhiza with, from New Age Farming, Brady Kirchnevy joins us. Hello, Brady.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, we talked about this about a year ago.
Yep.
And there are a few mycorrhiza products out there.
There's a few other ones out there. You just got to be careful on what you're getting. The product I sell is made for the northern Midwest. Some of the mycorrhiza products, they only go down to like 0 degrees. How cold does it get here?
Well, it did. Was it a week ago this morning? It was like we couldn't see across the street, and the Wednesday morning it was like 10 below.
Exactly. So be careful what you're getting. Some products will say mycorrhiza. They may have one strain, one spore. There's over 200 spores. Okay, so you got to be careful on what you're getting. Mm-hmm. The product I have is made for this climate. It'll survive the winter. It's not going to die. So just be careful on what you're getting. Give me a call. I'll help you out, whatever. A lot of guys I talked to, I was just out at 4 or 5 farms this morning, never heard of mycorrhiza. What is mycorrhiza?
Well, that's a good question. Now, what I remember from our visit a year ago is that back in the day when we used to plow, and that good smell, that was mycorrhiza we were smelling, wasn't it?
That is 100% right. I remember back when I was plowing with the old 6-bottom plow, and you'd flip over that dirt, and you'd smell that good smell of soil. You know, the farmers around me now, I don't smell it as much, hardly at all, to be honest with you. So that's what it is. It's a fungi. Mycorrhiza means root fungi. It's a good fungi that's in our soil. It's been here for eons. The problem is when we started plowing, mycorrhiza lives in that top 6 inches of soil. When you flip that soil over, you suffocate it. It's gone. It dies. It's gone.
What are we doing to the soil by doing that?
What's that?
What are we doing to the soil by doing that?
Well, basically, you're killing all the good fungi in your soil. Now, what this fungi does, and the easiest way for me to explain this on the radio is if you take a pine tree, say you take a 2-foot-tall pine tree, take all the needles off of it, okay, stick it in the ground upside down, that's your root system. Now take a 3-foot pine tree, you know, it's going to be wider, taller, put all the pine needles back on, stick it in the ground. That's your root system. So all those little pine needles, they're called hyphae on a technical term, they bring in nitrogen, they bring in phosphorus, they bring in potassium, they bring in water. So basically you have a much healthier plant. Big time drought resistance because of the big root mass you have underneath of there. So that's essentially in a nutshell is what it does. Now, don't feel bad if you've never heard of it. Most of the agronomists I talk to have never heard of it because when they went to school, it wasn't a thing. It wasn't studied. Nobody really got into soil biology. Now, a lot of people are talking cover crops. They're talking soil health. Good. They're getting to know it. And you talk to some of the big soil biologists around the country, the Rick Haneys, the Ray Archuletas, they all say mycorrhiza is the most important microbe in your soil for plant growth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so why not let's get this back in our soil? You know, our anhydrous we used to put on, you know, tilling constantly, that all kills mycorrhiza. So right now we are really depleted of mycorrhiza, you know, so get it back in your soil, let it do its job, you know.
Now, why can't with good soil health management tips like or tools like cover crops, strip till at the no-till and a lot of the other, why does, as a fungi or a living thing, can it regenerate itself or must we add it?
Well, it depends on your farming practice, okay? If you're a conventional farmer and you till, you know, I see a lot of guys till multiple times in the fall, you know, a time or two in the spring, that kills it every time you do it. Okay, so you're going to have to apply it pretty much every year, every other year to keep it in your soil. Mm-hmm. Now you get the guys with the no-till, you know, it's tough to do in the Red River Valley no-till just because of our soil structure. It's mucky, yeah. Put it that way. So it's tough to do that. But by putting mycorrhiza in your soil year after year, you're getting some that will stay in there, okay? The no-till guys, they have an advantage. They can put it in their soil 1 year, their roots will grow, yes, and it'll colonize itself. So it will continue to grow in its soil as long as it has a host plant. Now, I say a host plant. Now, that's your corn, beans, most of the crops that we grow. Mm-hmm. The only two that are not host plants are sugar beets, which there's a lot of around here, and canola. Okay, so what that means is they cannot take mycorrhiza that's in your soil and expand their root base.
Now, why is that?
It's just certain plants are non-mycorrhizal, and mm-hmm. certain are. A lot of the weeds we have a problem with, they're non-mycorrhizal. So what that means is your corn or your bean out there will starve that weed, basically, of nutrients because of the big root ball. You'll have a weed, but you're going to have a lot weaker weed. Okay? Mm-hmm. So a lot of our weeds we have an issue with right now are non-mycorrhizal, water hemp being one of them. Mm-hmm. Okay? So why not kill a weak weed versus trying to kill a strong weed, right? So that all, it's part of nature. You know, really, your soil is trying to balance itself between the bacteria, the fungi, and the microbes, and the protozoan. Everybody's got a job down there. One of the big jobs of mycorrhiza is nematode control. There's a lot of talk about nematode. Well, why do you have a nematode problem? Well, you don't have mycorrhiza in your soil. Mycorrhiza is a natural-born killer for cyst nematode. Now, keep it quiet because the big companies don't want you to know. Okay, they want to sell their product. Here's a product that'll, you know, basically expand your root system, have a much better, healthy plant, and kill mycorrhiza. Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
So mycorrhiza is a natural nematicide, basically, or it prevents the development of the life cycle of a nematode?
Yeah, because what happens is mycorrhiza connects to your root system, mm-hmm. okay? It hits your root system, and it grows these little hairs out all over to bring nutrients back to your plant. If it feels that there is a bad bacteria or something attacking the root system, it forms a hangman's noose, and I've seen it on basically microscopes, and it'll kill your cyst nematode, eat it, and use it as a food source. So now you're feeding the plant with them. So, and it does the same thing with wheat and root rot. It protects against root rot. So it's basically nature's inoculant is what it all comes down to. It's supposed to be in our soil. We've beat up our soil enough that it's not.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it existed and colonized, as you say, for millions of years.
Yep.
Until the moldboard plow showed up about 1880.
Right. And that's exactly it. I remember to this day going and doing that six-row little plow and flipping that dirt over and going, wow, that smells good. Mm-hmm. That good smell. And that's what made that smell, is mycorrhiza.
So, like you said, no-till is not an option for a lot of people.
No, it's not. And I understand that. Okay, I'm not a big, you know, no-till guy or a big cover crop guy. Whatever fits your certain geography or where you're farming, you got to adapt to that system. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a lot of guys that do the no-till or limited till. I'm more of a fan of the limited till because I do see a benefit from it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Am I a fan of over-tilling? No. So you got to fit it to your farm, basically, is how it works.
Okay.
You know, I got some guys that'll put it on corn every year just because their crop rotation, corn goes in a different field every year, right? It's easy to put on corn, put it in with your 1034-0 or your pop-up fertilizer and go. So they'll put it on all their corn one year. The next year, obviously, their corn's in a different field. They'll put it on all their corn that year. So you rotate fields. You don't have to just do the whole farm every year. Rotate your fields, build it back up in your soil. Your soil texture is going to be so much better. And, you know, it's just, you know, let me come out to your farm. Let's look at how you do it, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, we got to take a break here. I know that a lot of you said you're at three farms this morning. I want to ask you what farmers are asking you about, and after the break.
If you like what you're hearing right now, come out to my meeting. It's 9 to noon. I'll feed you lunch. You can go about your day, get your work done, or give me a shout. Whatever, just stop on in.
All right. Very good. All right, Brady Kirchnevy, New Age Farming, and do you have a website or contact info?
I just go off my cell phone or my email. So newagefarm@outlook.com or my cell phone is 701-261-1651.
All right. We're going to take a break. Back with more Brady Kirchnevy, New Age Farming on Farm Talk.